The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I think we all assume that one day robots will be so real that the only way to tell whether they're human will be to check for a belly button. But researchers at Carnegie Mellon are using a very different model. More after this from Charlie. The robots in the SnakeBot lab at Carnegie Mellon University are not built to walk or talk. They are designed to slither. For 20 years, Carnegie Mellon robotics professor Howie Choset has been designing robots to mimic snakes so they can go places that other machines can't.
These robots can use their joints, their degrees of freedom, to thread through tightly packed volumes and get to locations that people and conventional machinery otherwise can't access.
Choset says his snake bots will soon be an essential tool in both medical and search and rescue operations. The larger ones are fitted with cameras so that they can be controlled using a tether and sent into a collapsed building to search for survivors.
Rubble is a very fragile makeshift structure. You don't want to disturb it that much. The snake robot, by virtue of it being minimally invasive, it won't disturb the rubble, helping ensure the safety of a victim who may be trapped inside of it.
At the other end of the snake bot spectrum are the tiny surgical snakes, which could potentially perform heart surgery without having to open the chest.
You can enter through a small incision, make one turn one way, another turn another way, and then before you know it, you're behind the heart where you can deliver a whole host of therapies.
In fact, he says work is already underway on a commercial version of the surgical snake. And then all he has to do is get the patients to forget every snake movie they've ever seen.
Is snakes out there this big?
That's what's left of the Jensen family.
I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think we have a giant snake.
You said you think a snake's done all this?
Just relax and count backwards from 100. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.